Now, the rest of the story. In August of 1955, Hollywood was stunned by the death of actor Robert Francis in a plane crash. You'd remember him as Willie Keith in the Caine Mutiny. At any rate, the mourners were many, and among them was a young titan who had taken the industry by storm. His name was James Dean. James Dean, who had exploded on the scene in a motion picture called East of Eden, who had jolted an entire generation with his stunning starring role in Rebel Without a Cause, and Giant, and yet in the wake of his terse, turbulent career, the footnote was buried deeply in his autobiography that when James Dean learned, listen to this, when he learned of the violent death of his colleague Bob Francis, he, Dean, had declared, "I will be next." Well, as you know, he was. We talked about that during our previous Rest of the Story visit. September 30, 1955, that crash was heard round the world, the automobile accident that took the life of 24-year-old Hollywood firebrand James Dean. Only a matter of time, some had said. Jimmy was always flirting with death, particularly behind the wheel of anything. His recklessness on the road was both legendary and very real, in cars, on motorcycles. Then one late afternoon on Highway 466, luck and time ran out. But did you ever hear about the day James Dean got a speeding ticket? He was stopped once by a California State Highway patrolman on Wheeler Ridge. Officer Hunter didn't even know who he'd stopped. He just asked for Dean's driver's license, told him he was being cited for doing 65 and a 55. Even when the officer asked Dean his place of business, and Dean answered Warner Brothers, the patrolman did not react. You see, off the screen, the actor was a singularly unimpressive fellow. He was small, quiet, very ordinary looking. Dean was driving a new sports car, a silver Porsche Spyder. He tried to explain to the officer that he was still braking in the engine. "It won't run right under 80, he told Officer Hunter. "Well, you just slow down," said the patrolman. And he turned and walked away. And if Jimmy had listened, he might be alive today. For James Dean was doing 85. September 30, the last afternoon of his life, when he crashed into that 1950 Ford. It was no contest. He saw the other fellow coming, but Dean was going too fast to get out of the way. He was driving the same little silver sports car that he was in the day he was stopped by the highway patrolman. In fact, Jimmy Dean was cited for speeding by Officer Hunter on September 30, 1955, just 2 hours before the crash that took his life. I said a policeman had tried to slow him down just 2 hours before he crashed. But now one thing more. Much of the James Dean legend would never have reached legendary proportions had he not died 24 years young. Still few in American entertainment history have sustained such a posthumous following. So, to the fact and the fancy, may this one last item of fact be added. And this is entirely true. The last professional accomplishment of actor James Dean was a television public service announcement for the National Highways Committee. A television appearance in which he made a personal pitch, urging all of us to drive safely. And now you know the rest of the story.